Well, things are good out here in Vegas, getting geared up for the first night of college football tomorrow, and you guys obviously are right there in the forefront with Vanderbilt hosting South Carolina.
At Todd Furman on Twitter, let's start with that game. Point spread has hovered right around 7. What do you think? Where's the money going?
Starting to see some sharp money coming in the Commodores, actually. Number down to 6.5 in most books. Actually, some 6s popping up. And a lot of that is built on the fact that you look at the way these two teams have performed against one another. Last 4 games decided by a total of 19 points. Typically a low-scoring affair, and when you look at an over-under of 45, it gets difficult to cover that 7 if Vanderbilt can put 17 points on the board.
So this is always interesting, and Todd, I like to break this down. A lot of people think that the line is a fair market. In other words, you guys are going to go 50-50. In reality, the smart money starts coming in really close to kickoff, and that's when the line really moves. And what you're saying is not necessarily the majority of the money, because I bet the majority of the money is on South Carolina, but the money that you care about, the Sharpies, so to speak, are coming in on Vanderbilt.
Exactly. Blitz Clay, and I had a chance that we'll actually touch on in our lead article for Outkick tomorrow with some of the guys offshore. They're seeing about a 3 out of every 4 tickets on this game coming on South Carolina. However, the money that we respect in the marketplace is actually on Vanderbilt, and that's what will move the number. You can't always balance that to the equilibrium point of getting 50% of the money on each side, so you have to try and adjust based on where you believe the professionals are putting down their coins.
See, and if you're looking forward to watching this game like we all are, I mean, that indicates a smart money guy thinks it's going to be a tight game.
No doubt about it, especially with these two teams and so much pressure. The one thing I'm leery about, and I have had this discussion with a few of the pros out here, we believe that Vanderbilt may actually have the pressure on them for the first time in recent memory. High expectations out there in Nashville. And South Carolina could come in there, throw the ball around a little bit more than we expect. Obviously, the big question for the Gamecocks is the health of Marcus Lattimore's knee the first time he takes a hit.
All right. The other game, obviously, that we're going to be at is the Tennessee-NC State game. What is the smart money doing on this game? And the other question we got a ton, and I want you to kind of dive in here, is what does the Derek Rogers loss mean to both the over-under for Tennessee and individual game basis? Do you adjust at all for his departure?
There hasn't been a whole lot of sharp money on this game. The number actually opened Tennessee -4. It's been bet down a little bit to 3.5, even some 3s in most spots right now. But nothing that I would determine as sharp hitting the marketplace just yet. It'll be curious to see how guys decide to bet this game closer to kickoff. When you talk about Derek Rogers and what he means to Tennessee on an individual game basis, he really won't account for much adjustment in the point spread. However, if you look at their win total, which won't be adjusted either, his absence may or may not cost Tennessee a game somewhere in the middle of the season. Always tough to lose a game breaker, especially on a team that relies on a deep threat so much.
Tell us about Alabama-Michigan. That's the premier game of this weekend. A lot of people have been stunned by how much Vegas thinks Alabama is better than Michigan, given that one team is, I don't know, 1, 2, or 3 in the nation. The other one's 8. Big Ten's best against one of the SEC's best. Big gap. What are you seeing in terms of how the money's coming in on that one?
This game has actually taken on one of the more unique betting patterns of all the games this weekend. Number opened at 12.5, was bet up to 14, which by what appeared to be sharp money. However, as soon as that price hit 14, there was immediate resistance with a lot of the guys buying back on Michigan. So the number now rests at 13.5. When you look at these two teams, don't be fooled by the popularity polls. From a bookmaking side of things, Michigan is probably closer to a 17th or 18th best team in the country, nowhere near that lofty number 8 ranking. The one angle I see compelling in this game is how Alabama's offensive line should wear Michigan down. Those looking to bet the game may actually benefit by a second-half play if they think that Alabama can beat them in the final 15 minutes.
Todd Furman, our man in Vegas, at Todd Furman, taking a look at this week's point spreads. Blaine?
Todd, I don't know if this is a prop bet or not, but the SEC versus ACC odds at a neutral site, I guess, and we can also go Big Ten, SEC versus Big Ten on a neutral site. Who usually wins or wins those games, or is the SEC usually favored in most of those games, and or have they won most of them?
If you're looking at a one-to-one mapping, you know, essentially the top of the conference with an Alabama and LSU matchup against the Florida State, the SEC would be favored from top to bottom throughout the conference, especially even if you look at the bottom and you compare the likes of a Boston College, Wake Forest, to even a Kentucky team. The SEC, much more overall conference depth. I think Tennessee and NC State, two teams that mirror one another. And what you're seeing in that line is Tennessee is 3 to 3.5 point favorite on a neutral field based on the strength of their conference affiliation. If you took those jerseys off and changed sides, this game might actually be closer to a pick 'em.
Oh, well, no.
Speaking of jerseys, both of them are wearing their home jerseys. Is something weird about that, and does that change any odds or anything else?
It doesn't change a whole lot, but we do know how well these SEC teams will travel. And I have to imagine, I'm sure Clay can hit on this a little better than I can, that it'll be about a 70 to 75% pro Vols crowd for that game in Atlanta on Friday night.
Usually we have these cupcake games, the first game. Any upsets, what is it called, the FCS versus the FBS, you know, the Division I, I guess, in 1AA, any upsets out there?
Nothing in the way of marquee schools that really jumps off the page. I mean, I think one game which will probably interest about 12 people in Philadelphia, I think Temple was probably the one FBS team you'd have to put on upset alert when they take on their intra-city rival in Villanova. But a lot of those FBS teams versus the FCS teams, awfully tough to predict. And even for lines makers, since we don't spend a whole lot of time power rating the Georgia States, the Appalachian States of the world.
A lot of people, you know, watching the Penn State issue against Ohio University. That's not FBS versus FCS, but that is the MAC Conference, Ohio, which I played in. What is the spread there?
This number has done quite a bit of movement. We've seen the price as high as 12 when Penn State opened up as a favorite. The number actually all the way down to 6, and obviously it's with Penn State's depth issues becoming a major concern. Not quite sure where this team will move the ball, whether it's on the ground or through the air. I think the thing to look at in this conference, Penn State is going to win and cover. You have to imagine that their defense is going to hold Ohio under 17 points. But a very interesting team in Frank Solich's group out there in Athens have one of the more unheralded quarterbacks in the MAC, in Mr. Pendleton under center.
Well, on Twitter, everybody wants to know these odds. And that's Frank Wycheck getting a date with Aaron Andrews. What are the odds that that may happen?
Well, we'll probably have to make Wycheck about a 15 or 20 to 1 shot, and that's just more to keep his confidence up. True odds, we're probably looking closer to that 75, maybe even 100 to 1 ballpark.
Oh, my. Poor Frankie.
Todd Furman, our guy in Vegas, taking a look at this week's point spreads. Next week, we'll be able to hit college football and the NFL. Really look forward to this segment each week at 4:30 every Wednesday. Clemson-Auburn, the other game, the Chick-fil-A game in Atlanta on Saturday night. What do you see?
This game took an interesting turn, obviously, with Clemson suspending Sammy Watkins, their primary deep threat. I have a lot of question marks surrounding Auburn. Talent-wise, this team probably isn't in the top tier in the SEC, and going through major personnel changes, at least on the coaching staff, one has to wonder how this quarterback situation will play itself out. Clemson, a 3-point favorite in this game, and this is one of those rare ACC teams favored over the SEC. I think this game will be one on the defensive side of the ball, whichever team can get more stops, as it projects to be a pretty high-scoring affair with a total in the high 50s.
Clay came out to Vegas, laid down a lot of money on Kentucky's inability to win, what, 5 games? Is that what it was?
I took Kentucky, yeah, under 5, under 4.5, $1,000. What are they looking like against Louisville?
Kentucky actually a 2-touchdown underdog in the Bluegrass Showdown on Sunday night. This is a Louisville team that's got high expectations under Coach Strong. Obviously, we saw them emerge late in the season before they were derailed in their bowl game against NC State. These rivalry games are always tough to predict. I think, Clay, for your bet's sake, you better hope Kentucky loses this one, because if they do get confidence against Louisville, it'll make for an uphill battle the next 11
No, games. I'll be in trouble if Kentucky pulls off the upset there.
Yeah, you will be. One more game from me, Notre Dame-Navy in Dublin.
Ooh, yeah.
This game, another game that's moved quite a bit. Number opened as high as the Irish minus 20.5. Been bet all the way down to 15 on all the suspension news and everything else surrounding Notre Dame's program. I believe the public will drive this price back up closer to 17 as we approach kickoff. Some interesting comments about this game from one of the Notre Dame beat writers in the Chicago area today, saying that Notre Dame needs players that are more apt to get in bar fights and commit all sorts of other felonious acts off the field.
Yeah,
it'd be real interesting to see how Coach Kelly's team responds. A lot of distractions, but I think you couldn't galvanize a team, especially against the likes of a Navy.
Todd, tell people what you're going to be doing at Outkick. This is going to be good for gamblers or people who just want to have.
Or I'm not a gambler, but I'm going to
be good with Jim White, right?
You like to know what the markets are doing. You're going to be writing regularly about the line movements and what you're seeing, sharp money, everything else doing just at Outkick. So tell people what they can expect from you.
We're going to talk to as many people in the industry, both bettors and bookmakers, and try and provide a fresh perspective on what goes on out here in Las Vegas and those distant places in the Caribbean throughout the course of football season. Had an interesting interview yesterday with Dave Mason of Bet Online. Was very open and honest about his expectations, not only for the season, but what bettors can expect as we get into week one. Also cover some Vegas content. I know plenty of 3HL listeners and loyal readers of Outkick will make trips to Vegas. So we'll try and rate the sports books for you, give you some of the restaurants to hit up, and also give you a couple pointers to try and make yourself a little bit more money during football season.
Can't wait, Todd. Thank you, brother.
Looking forward to it, guys. Enjoy the game this weekend.
At Todd Furman on Twitter if you need him. Again, smart money going toward Vanderbilt.
That's why it's good to get a guy who's out in Vegas, because, again, I think a lot of people, myself included, kind of think that you spend, you know, you try to get it even. The reality is the money ain't even. It's the guys who know what they're doing with their money against schlubs like you and me who are rolling out there betting money, and they'll adjust based on the smart money.